This year marks the 250th birthday of one of the most revered composers who ever lived. Ludwig von Beethoven. He was born in 1770 in Bonn, Germany. To mark the anniversary, all nine of his symphonies are being performed in New York and Chicago by an orchestra led by Sir John Eliot Gardner. We reached Gardner in between performances at Carnegie Hall to hear about the personal and surprisingly political side of Beethoven's music.
He was the first composer of symphonies who was addressing a public audience, as opposed to a court audience or an aristocratic audience. And he decided that not the piano sonata, not the string quartet, not any of the other forms was to be his arena. The symphony was to be his arena for dealing with highly charged, important philosophical and political issues.
Was he seen as a radical in his day, a revolutionary, someone subverting the form?
Well, you have to remember that he was composing in Vienna, which was about the most conservative society that's existed, you know, until Donald Trump's America.
Go on.
He was writing subversive, radical music, which was not totally appreciated by the audiences of the time, nor even by the orchestras who were sight-reading them on very little rehearsal.
Oh, really? He was not popular among the musicians being asked to perform him?
Well, he was popular as an improviser and as a pianist. It took him a while to establish his credentials as a symphony composer. The orchestras that were playing under his baton were made up of a mixture of jobbing musicians, freelancers, and amateurs. Parts of the symphony written out were not accurate. Crossings out, revision that he's written over the top are very difficult to decipher. And it's a miracle that they're legible at all, really. And you have to remember that he was not profoundly deaf, but he was going deaf.
Yes.
From his late 20s, early 30s, so that he himself couldn't actually experience or hear his own symphonies with any degree of accuracy.
It's astonishing when you think about that. How did it impact the music, as best as you can surmise?
Well, some of the reviews were quite favorable, which is amazing when you think that they probably were not very well performed at all. Until, really, after his death. He died in 1827, and it was the Paris Conservatoire Orchestra in 1828 that were the first orchestra that really did justice to Beethoven's symphonies. And those performances had a huge impact on the musical world, because composers as different as Wagner, Berlioz, and Chopin attended, and the word got around that here was an amazing symphonist, an amazing composer who was addressing these deep issues of philosophical concerns, humanitarian concerns, political concerns in a very volatile atmosphere with such incredible emotional power and content.
I suppose this is like asking a parent which is their favorite child. I won't ask which is your favorite of these symphonies, but of the nine, is there one that you secretly look forward to conducting the most that's more fun?
I'm going to answer the same way as
you
put the question.
You can't possibly pick.
That I can't possibly pick, and I love them all deeply. I mean, he writes symphonies in pairs, so that, for example, the Fifth Symphony, which is the most out-and-out political symphony, is also a twin brother to the Sixth Symphony, the Pastoral Symphony. And in a way, they reflect the two sides of Beethoven's character, one being radical and polemical, and the other being much more introspective and ruminative. One is urban, and the other is very much rural.
The Fifth, I suppose, if people know any of Beethoven's work at all, it's the famous swell.
Yeah.
During the Fifth Symphony. Is it challenging as a conductor to find a new way into that? One of the most famous pieces of music that has ever been or ever will be performed.
Yeah, I think it is. But it's eased by the fact that if you just jettison all the kind of accretion, all the stuff that's surrounded the Fifth Symphony, and see it as a bold polemical statement espousing the values of equality, fraternity, and liberty that came from the French Revolution, and that actually the opening famous knocking on the door theme, the ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- by Cherubini called Hymn du Panthéon.
I didn't know that. Huh.
And the derivation of that rhythm and the words, which of course are not spoken, contain a message which, had it been made explicit by Beethoven, would have landed him in the deepest possible water. It's based on the text which goes, "Nous jurons tous le fer en main de mourir pour la République et pour les droits du genre humain." We swear, sword in hand, to defend and fight for the Republic and for the rights of man.
Oh.
I mean, that's pretty outspoken.
You mentioned Trump, and it suggests to me you are aware that these works that were composed as political works 200 plus years ago, there's still political significance to performing them today in the United States.
Sure. I feel that very strongly. And also Brexit, because my orchestra's got a French name but was based in London, and it's composed of 14 different nationalities. And the ramifications, the consequences are in a post-Brexit world in terms of work permits, visas and so on for my orchestra are daunting, to say the least. And the isolationism and patriotism, which is flirting with nationalism of a not particularly pleasant sort, troubles me greatly.
And what about here in Donald Trump's America?
Well, that's not for me to comment, because I'm not a citizen of the United States, but as an observer and as somebody following political events, it's deeply troubling that he is somebody who is leading the free world. I'd probably be evicted straight away by now.
That is Sir John Elliott Gardiner. His orchestra is performing all 9 of Beethoven's symphonies in New York and Chicago in celebration of the 250th birthday of the composer. We were speaking to him there from Carnegie Hall in New York. Sir John Elliott Gardiner, thank you.
Thank you.